This is Unconventional Knowledge, the podcast that takes a look at the information hidden below the surface. Each episode, we ask an expert to give us an insider's perspective on a current event. Now that Russia's blockade of Ukrainian ports has put the world's food supply at risk, all eyes are on the Black Sea. National security and foreign policy expert Dr. James J. Carafano explains what comes next for the region.
So I think the Black Sea region will become a much more militarized and contested space in the future. Look, first of all, there's zero chance that Turkey would ever renegotiate its privilege authority under the Montreux Convention of 36, which allows it to control the right of warships to enter the Black Sea. Now, of course, it also guarantees freedom of transit for commercial passage. But the real question is about the expansion of Russian influence and military capability in the Black Sea. And, you know, as we've seen as a result of the Ukraine war and the inability of Ukraine to export grain, there's just increasing concern about how do we get back, essentially, to a free and open Black Sea for commercial traffic. NATO might not ever be able to deploy more robust naval presence in the Black Sea. But I think NATO nations will be much more aggressive in seeking to control air and maritime space. In particular, I really expect the increased deployment of anti-access capabilities by NATO forces in the near future. I mean, the war in Ukraine has really sharpened attention on Black Sea security. I don't think there's any question about that. And in particular, I think Russian maritime military operations closing off the expert have really grabbed global attention. And with understandable, I mean, there's a potential for really a worldwide impact on food supplies. I mean, at one point, there were over 130 cargo ships waiting in with Ukrainian Romanian waters to dock and load up grain. Look, without question, beyond energy, maritime transport, geopolitics, regional security will be the number one driver of competition and cooperation in the Black Sea region. I think there's no question it's going to remain a strategic priority for Russia to expand its influence. I think it's very clear that NATO is going to try to counter that. I think it's clear that Turkey will continue to try to steer a course of maintaining a relationship with Russia and maintaining its membership in NATO in good standing and maintaining its dominant position in the Black Sea. And I think this will be most strongly reflected in Ankara continuing to see a stewardship role with free and open commerce. But on the long term, I think the security issue is really going to dominate. One of the real pivotal factors will be the degree to which Southern European countries can engage the United States in additional security initiatives. We have already seen Central Europeans courting deeper involvement in the Three Seas initiatives, which also includes Southern Europe. And there's also discussion of expanding that. We've definitely seen a deepening of U.S.-Romanian relations. Look, one of the challenges to that, of course, is everybody wants more capability now, but there is an increasing, you know, race for capability. Romania, for example, has ordered HIMARS and Patriot missiles from the United States, and they've already paid for them. But because of the increasing demand and the supply chain issues, that's been backfilled. But everybody's going to want more capability and are going to be struggling about ways to do that. So I think we'll actually see increasing diversity of nations, maybe South Korea, Japan, other countries coming in offering products. We're likely to see a more robust Black Sea air policing mission, similar to the Baltic air policing, more anti-ship missiles, more anti-submarine capability, more anti-mining capability in the region. Look, Russia's going to try to counter that, I think, not just by military capability, but by traditional gray zone tactics, adversarial information campaigns, bribing defense officials, tactics to foresaw limit deployments, threaten, cajole governments. But I think this really an arms race in the Black Sea is just inevitable, but just bears watching to what degree the transatlantic community and how quickly it moves out at and really kind of an anti-access strategy that Russia has been building in the last few years.
I hope this explanation from Dr. Carafano helped you to understand the dynamics of the Black Sea region and how the situation could evolve from there. For more on this topic, please check out our website at gsreportsonline.com or follow us on social media.